Hi, I'm Larry Hama, and you're listening to Talking Joe's.
Live from the Talking Joe Studios, it's Talking Joe.
Talking Joe is on the air.
Hey, 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 it's me, Mark, and you are listening to Talking Joe, the G.I. Joe Comics podcast. We are now going 5 years strong. It's our fifth anniversary of starting. If you are new to Talking Joe, you can find out all of the details over at the website, which is talkingjoe.co.uk. Now, in this episode, I will be doing the opposite of what we normally do. We would normally take a single issue or arc and do a deep dive into all of the details. Whereas today, I will be instead giving a plot breakdown recap of the entire IDW ARA era, covering issues 155 and a half through to 301. Just using two sentences or so per issue to describe a plot summary of each one. And hopefully by the end of it, you will be up to speed with a reminder of all of those issues, and particularly the last few ahead of issue 301 starting up. So just to give a little recap of the context, Marvel published G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, starting in 1982, and that ran through to 1994. It was a total of 155 numbered issues in that run. Almost all of those were written by Larry Hama. When IDW began releasing G.I. Joe comics in January 2009, they focused initially on their own continuity, but in 2010, IDW restarted the Real American continuity, picking up from where Marvel left off, and they launched it with issue 155 and a half. Larry Hama once again writing the same continuity that he began back in 1982. The IDW run finished at issue 300 towards the end of 2022, over 40 years since it started, and the continuity picks up once again with issue 301 at Image / Skybound. Now, let's get started with that plot breakdown.
Plot breakdown.
155.5. G.I. Joe has disbanded, but Cobra Commander is back, baby, with an inner circle of Dr. Mindbender, Destro, Baroness Zartan, Billy, and Storm Shadow, most of whom are being kept compliant via use of the brainwave scanner. 156. Following attacks by the Broken Star Liberation Army, martial law is declared. The National Guard is augmented by Cobra forces. Disinformation is spread that the G.I. Joe team has gone rogue. Duke and Hawk reactivate a small team of core Joes. 157. While the Joes evade Cobra, the ghost of Dr. Venom haunts the brainwave scanner and is imprinted on Billy's mind. 158. The Joes take the fight back to Cobra at the Silent Castle in an action-packed issue. 159. The Joe team upload Cobra's files to the Pentagon, resulting in the cancelling of the Cobra contract. 160. A captured Snake Eyes is subjected to the brainwave scanner and is reprogrammed to Cobra's side. This is a theme we'll return to. The Joes escaped, joined by Storm Shadow. 161. It's the start of the record-breaking run by artist S.L. Gallant on the book, as Chuckles is rescued from the video arcade basement in Springfield and is taken back to the reactivated pit base in a desert in Utah. 162. Cobra Commander sets up shop at Broker Beach, but is under surveillance by Lady J, who captures the Baroness. 163. Storm Shadow leaves the pit to mount a rescue of Snake Eyes. 164. Destro, Zartan, and the Dreadnoks rescue the Baroness from the pit, while in New York, Storm Shadow uses Arashikage mind techniques to free Snake Eyes from his brainwashing. 165. Ace, in his Sky Striker, battles a Rattler above the pit, while Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow use the brainwave scanner to free Billy of Dr. Venom's influence. 166. Destra and the Baroness leave Broker Beach and Cobra behind as they depart in a submarine, while the whale battles a hydrofoil above the surface. 167. A Joe team gets into a dust-up at the North Pole Ice Station, while Firefly, Crystal Ball, and Night Vipers plan an attack on the secret laser beam at the top of the Chrysler Building. 168. Blizzard rescues his teammates at the North Pole. Elsewhere, Dusty finds out that his friend Sneak Peek isn't quite as dead as he had previously thought. 169. We get a flashback to Sneak Peek's top secret mission in Darklonia. Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, and Billy find a Russian Arashikage dojo in Brooklyn, and Firefly and Crystal Ball continue their assault on the pulse weapon installation in New York. 170. Mainframe, Joe Colton, and Jane stop the attack at the Chrysler Building, while in Darklonia, a Joe team launches a mission to capture Darklon, who is also not dead. 171. Acting on intel collected by Sneak Peek, the Joes enter Darklon's base and capture him. 172. In Darklonia, things go south, and in the transport back, Lady J and Darklon are both bleeding out. Elsewhere, in Brooklyn, assailants in blue camo launch an RPG attack on the Arashikage Dojo, resulting in the death of Billy. 173. Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes leave Billy's body with his father, Cobra Commander, and they request that he direct his resources to track down those who were responsible for his death. They also find out that the Blue Ninja are cyborgs. Elsewhere in Benzene, the Joes and October Guard are on tank maneuvers. The maneuvers are disrupted by a column of hiss tanks attacking from the neighboring Trucial Abysmia. 174. Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes investigate Revanche HQ in New Jersey, the home of the Blue Ninja Cyborgs, while Cobra Commander buries Billy. Around this time is the annual. In this standalone story, a Crimson Guardsman goes rogue, but the Joes prevent him from setting off a bomb in an amusement park. Back to 175. A Blue Ninja Cobalt Chimera is activated at Revanche HQ, defeating the snooping ninjas. We see the Revanche leader, BN-001, for the first time. Cobra Commander finds out about Revanche and vows revenge for Billy's death. 176. Cobra find out that Revanche have been making androids with the faces of Crimson Guardsmen. Meanwhile, both Cobra and the ninjas follow clues to a Dr. Shen, who is revealed to be a cyborg. The ninjas are saved by the surprise intervention of the Baroness. Wanting to launch a mission to act on intel gathered at Broker Beach, Scarlet is told the G.I. Joe team can only act as a reactive force. So a team goes on vacation so they can do some actual G.I. Joeing. 177, BN-001 leads an attack on Broker Beach's HQ from his command vehicle, which just happens to be an ice cream van. 178. It's an all-action issue as Revanche attack Cobra. While Snake Eyes and the Baroness arrive together, and elsewhere, the Joes and Cobra fight out on a container ship that is headed towards Broker Beach. 179. The factions fight to a standstill, but in the end, it is Cobra Commander who delivers a killer shot to BN-001. 180. Acting on intel from Destro, the Joes hunt for a virtual Kryton nuclear trigger device. The trail takes them to San Diego Comic-Con. 181. The Joes find surveillance footage of the Kryton device, and it is in the hands of a ninja Yakuza princess called Pale Peony. She is captured by a blue ninja and then rescued by Zarana and Roadpig. 182. The Joes allow Darklon to escape back to Darklonia so they can track him for some reason. 183. Cobra quits Broker Beach and sets up a brand new base, Rancho Cobra Acres, but capture three interloping local kids. 184. Rock and Roll and Clutch track Cobra to the new location and find the captured kids in the Rancho Cobra clubhouse. After an unsuccessful rescue attempt, they too are captured. Elsewhere in Benzene, Darklon and Destro arrive with Colonel Faroud negotiating to buy the Kryton device, while Airtight, Tunnel Rat and Dusty are assigned to investigate. 185. Airtight and Dusty are captured and taken to a desert prison. Another Joe team, Spirit, Leatherneck, Falcon and Zap, are sent on a rescue mission. 186. In an underground bunker at the prison, Colonel Faroud triggers a countdown on a test nuclear detonation using the Kryton device. 187. The Joes storm the prison, stop the countdown, and rescue their teammates. 188. In the seas off the coast of Kalingaland, a boat is seized by the Black Major and his Red Shadow forces, taking Dr. Adele Burkhart as a captive. A Joe team blocks the vessel and repels the Red Shadow forces. 189. The Black Major makes an escape in a red flying skull vehicle, the RoboSkull. 190. In the jungles of Southeast Asia, Major Blood is supporting the murderous actions of Generalissimo Tep, who wipes out a village that the Joes have been helping, and kidnaps Lady J. 191. Jinx and Chuckles do a John Wick on the Tep compound and rescue J. 192. In the High Sierras, a new cabin is airlifted in for Snake Eyes and Scarlet. In Tokyo, Jinx and Pale Peony take an amusement park ghost ride and meet Arashikage clan leader, Granny Demon, the widow of the Hardmaster. 193. In Sierra Gordo, Robert W. Graves, the former Joe known as Grunt, is with the Sierra Gordon president when they are captured by masked terrorists on live TV. The Joes mobilize a large rescue force. 194. In Olyastan, Jinx and Pale Peony investigate Revanche and discover Cobra is upgrading bats with Revanche tech. In Sierra Gordo, the Joe Alpha team parachutes into the jungle and heads for the Terradrome. 195. The Joe team in the C-130 on their way to Sierra Gordo arrive at the airport but are captured, and their air support is taken out. The Bravo team are also caught in an ambush and held captive in a lumber yard. 196. Another Joe rescue team mobilizes, this time in the Mean Dog. They get ready and they use a civilian air transport to get over to Sierra Gordo. 197. The terrorists are revealed as being Revanche bats. Snake Eyes and Scarlet return to the pit to find that while it has been left undefended, Cobra have invaded and captured it. 198. The Joes escape from the bats, but in the process, Roadblock receives a sucking chest wound, and the Sierra Gordo situation is all wrapped up. 199. From the safety of a secret section of the pit, Snake Eyes and a small group of remaining Joes carry out guerrilla attacks on the Cobra occupiers. 200. The Joes return from Sierra Gordo just as Cobra deserts the pit and makes a retreat. Cobra Commander leads a holding action to cover the retreat and personally fights it out with Duke. The reason for this braver than normal Cobra Commander is that it isn't actually an android. Some secret sections of the pit had been discovered. These are now revealed and connected up with the rest of the base. 201. The Joes explore the new section of the pit, while elsewhere, new satellite bases are opened. A ninja dojo in San Francisco and a second pit at the Fort Wadsworth Chaplain's Assistance School. 202. Road Pig and Zarana are run off the road by Cobra agents and are captured to be used as leverage against Zartan to assassinate Destro, a plot that is foiled. In a B-plot, a Fred Crimson Guard joins Wendy Ling Torres for her senatorial campaign. 203. Cobra Commander meets with Zartan to exchange Zarana and Road Pig for Destro's mask as proof of his assassination. The tables are turned, however, and Roadpig takes his revenge on Cobra Commander with his cinder block mallet. Ouch. In Oliastan, Torpedo, Longrange, Muskrat, and Alpine rescue professional hostage Dr. Burkhart, who is being held by insurgents. 204. The Joes are pursued by the insurgents with a big firefight. 205. As the Joes exfiltrate onto the Tomahawk, Dr. Burkhart takes a bullet and dies. 206. Snake Eyes and Scarlet bump into Sean Collins outside his old house near Fort Wadsworth. He's grown up since we last saw him writing a letter to Snake Eyes in issue 155 and is now a trained soldier. Side note, this version of Sean Collins never became Kamakura, which is part of the Devil's Due continuity. Jinx and Pale Peony are sent to investigate a revanche research lab in Dublin, where they are defeated by Iona 921, Revanche Samurai. Elsewhere, in the secret lower level of the pit, Joe Colton shows Duke a hidden facility that houses a mysterious giant eyeball. 207. Snake Eyes, Scarlet, and Roadblock travel to Ireland, where they track Jinx and Pale Peony, and in the ensuing battle on the streets of Dublin, Iona 921 vaporizes Pale Peony and makes an escape. 208. The Joes take down the revanche facility in Dublin, and they bring back to the pit technology to help control the giant eyeball in the pit. This will be combined with the consciousness of Serpentor, for some reason, who has been kept in cold storage. 209. Sean Collins joins the Joes and is given the codename Throwdown. 210. For his first mission, Throwdown joins a Joe team dropped in Oliastan to investigate Revanche's remote desert base. And elsewhere, another ninja trainee, Raymond, joins Granny Demon and Storm Shadow to train in Japan and encounters some blue ninjas who are causing a bit of bother. 211. Serpentor is hooked up to the giant test robot, and the Joes and Oliastan sneak into the base and find the Black Major with a giant robot. Coincidentally, quite similar to their own giant robot. 212. It's the Death of Snake Eyes Part 1. What will happen in this arc? Throwdown demonstrates ninja level skills as he takes out a squad of blue ninjas. A giant robot controlled by Serpentor is launched from the pit to battle Cobra's giant robot. 213. It's a big one. Serpentor goes rogue at the pit while also controlling a giant rampaging robot in Oliastan. Throwdown gains access to the interior of the robot as it flies back to the pit, and he is badly burnt as it re-enters the atmosphere. Snake Eyes jumps off a ledge with Serpentor holding a live grenade, which blows the two of them up. Seemingly, Snake Eyes is dead. And by seemingly, I mean he is. Throwdown emerges from the robot and takes Snake Eyes' mask to cover his own newly burned face. 214. It's a silent issue at the pit as the Joes say farewell to their fallen comrade, Snake Eyes. 215. Throwdown is at the pit sick bay with burns and damaged vocal cords. Hawk asks him to take over the Snake Eyes identity. Cobra Commander orders a hit on Wade Collins and Snake Eyes. The Collins house is destroyed by Firefly, and Snake Eyes' cabin is attacked by Night Creepers. 216. The new Snake Eyes, aka Sean Collins, aka Throwdown, infiltrates the Silent Castle disguised as a Night Creeper and breaks Cobra Commander's nose before escaping. Elsewhere, in the bottom of the pit, the secret base of the pit is locked and sealed and will never be spoken of again. 217. Zartan has a penitent reunion with Storm Shadow in Japan and gifts him with the sword Evening Shade, a copy of the Honor Sword Morning Light. We'll see that sword a bit later. 218. It's a standalone story as a Night Raven goes one-on-one with the X-19 Stealth Fighter. There now follows an issue which isn't numbered and will forevermore cause difficulty with those trying to read along. This issue is Cobra World Order Prelude. It's essentially 2-1 8.5, although it's not called that. This bonus unnumbered issue serves to get readers up to speed with an exposition special in which Senator Wendy Ling Torres, head of the G.I. Joe Oversight Committee, visits the pit with her aide, a Fred Series CG, and is given a briefing of the main events that people need to know about in the G.I. Joe world. 219. Hawk is in Mexico City investigating a revanche office. In the New Jersey Pine Barrens, Zartan gathers a collection of Cobra freelancers, and we get to see lots of cool B-lister Cobras. Sean Collins joins Storm Shadow and Granny Demon for ninja training, and Destro shows up at the Silent Castle to ask to join in with Cobra's latest scheme. 220. Duke jets to the Pentagon to be reunited with his wife, who has just been rescued from captivity, and who we have never heard of before. This action inadvertently triggers a Cobra high alert, and they bring forward their grand plans. 221. Cobra launches a preemptive strike on Zartan, while elsewhere, Senator Wendy Ling Torres is pulled into a van and brainwashed. 222. A joint task force assembles at the pit to foil the Cobra World Order plot, an attack on core infrastructure by embedded CGs who will be awakened by an activation catchphrase. 223. The Joes move to take down the Fred agents at critical infrastructure locations, but Cobra stooge Wendy Ling Torres takes credit for the successful operation. 224. Destro is tricked into launching an attack on the Silent Castle.
It's a trap!
The castle is remotely detonated and it comes crashing down on him. 225. Destro and his Iron Grenadiers escape from the ruins of the castle. Elsewhere, Tomax and Zaymot are annoyed that their Crimson Guard forces were sacrificed by Cobra Commander for political advantage. They team up with the Zartan and the Cobra contractors for some plotting. We flash back to a field mission by Duke and a proto-Joe team in an attempted rescue of his wife, Claire. Finally, Cobra Commander has a parade to launch Springfield as his new home base for the new Cobra World Order. 226. At Springfield High School lacrosse tryouts, a girl named Dawn Moreno impresses so much that she is immediately made Cobra Commander's new bodyguard. 227. When Destro arrives in Springfield for a hostile takeover of Cobra, Dawn intervenes and a standoff ensues before Cobra Commander capitulates. Elsewhere, Sean receives training from the mysterious Trieste Ninja, and Duke's wife, Claire Hauser, gets a call from Benzine. 228. It's an all-female issue as Dawn receives training from the Baroness. Elsewhere, Bombstrike investigates the underground Cobra site in Olystan and encounters Doctors Knox and Biggles Jones. 229. Off the shore of Broker Beach, the Joes tangle with some eels. In Springfield, Dawn accidentally has Snake Eyes' memories downloaded into her mind. And in Olystan, Bombstrike tangles with Biggles Jones. It's Dr. Mindbender's favourite time. It's 2:30. Bombstrike is captured by the Black Major and thrown into a cell. Claire is involved in Homeland-style shenanigans with a terrorist named Fouled, and Zartan tracks down Dawn. 231. Dawn steals the ninja sword Morning Light from a New York museum. You know, that sword that we spoke about earlier. And elsewhere, Deep Six and Cutter find a bat manufacturing plant below Broker Beach. 232. The Joes flood the Broker Beach facility. Bombstrike is shot and left in the desert for dead. Claire leads the jugglers to Fouled in Benzine. And Storm Shadow finds Dawn, who has been continuing to struggle with Snake Eyes' memories. 233. Claire, Roadblock and Duke attempt to save Fouled from the jugglers in Benzine. Wade Collins and family move back to Springfield. Dawn moves in with Granny Demon. And Bombstrike is not dead after all. She is helped by Layla the Scavenger into escaping Olystan. 234. Wade Collins' daughter, Heather Collins, goes hacking in the Cobra mainframe in the Springfield Community Center basement. Bombstrike goes one-on-one with a RoboSkull, and Dawn deals with a robber in Granny Demon's store. 2, 3, 5. In the land of a million elephants, Storm Shadow, Stalker, and Zap find Red Laser's secret lab. Bombstrike's story continues in Rudetistan as Layla takes down a Red Shadow Muton. 2, 3, 6. Bombstrike is captured and tied to the front of a Hiss tank, but is rescued by a Joe team in an Ore Striker. Awesome. Back in Red Laser's lab, the Joes defeat Blue Ninja defenses and capture Red Laser himself. 2, 3, 7. Zartan visits Granny Demon's shop. Dawn has a flashback and awakes as a remorseless revenant, stabbing Zartan and leaving with both Morning Light and Evening Shade blades. 2, 3, 8. On a bus to Springfield, Dawn dreams of Snake Eyes massacring the Tenchu Raiders clan. Elsewhere, a Joe team flies into Darklonia to meet the Resistance, and Sneak Peek is reunited with their leader and his main squeeze, Katia. 2, 3, 9. Sneak Peek is shot in Darklonia. Senator Ling Torres is captured for brainwashing again, and Heather Collins is on her way to rescue her parents from the Springfield Community Center when she bumps into Dawn. Dawn is herself being tracked by Storm Shadow, Sean Collins, Granny Demon, and Zartan. 2:40. Cobra does battle with all of those people in the basement of the Springfield Community Center. The Collins family and an assortment of ninjas fight their way in and then out again, with the help of some friendly dreadnoughts. While this is all happening, Dr. Venom is back as he is accidentally downloaded into the mind of Dr. Mindbender. 2:41. Everyone escapes from the community center in the Thunder Machine. Dr. Venom shaves off Dr. Mindbender's moustache, and Sneak Peek dies again, this time in Darklonia. 2:42. The American ambassador in Trucial Abysmia is under attack, and a team of Joes parachute in to help. 2:43. The Joes escape the compound, pursued by an enemy militia. The ambassador sacrifices his own life to cover the escape. 2:44. At the pit, the returning Joes meet new teammate, Mongoose. In Tokyo, at Granny Demon's amusement ride, Dawn is given a new uniform. 2:45. In Darklonia, a Joe team of Bombstrike, Ambush, Big Ben, and Sightline are surveilling a Bat Revanche factory with the help of Milo, a local boy. Elsewhere in Tokyo, at the amusement park, the Red Ninjas attack the Arashikage. 2:46. Artist Nitho Diaz joins the book for the start of the Dawn of the Arashikage arc. Detective Harada from the Japanese Ministry of Defense studies the scene of the aftermath of the battle between Dawn and the Red Ninja. 2:47. Dawn escapes from the amusement park, swiping Harada's file in the process. Elsewhere, Throwdown wipes out a group of insurgents in the Middle East. 2:48. It's a silent issue as Dawn wipes out a group of Red Ninjas at their dojo in an increasingly gruesome ways, and at the end is confronted by the end of level boss, Red Ninja leader Firefly. This issue features a letter by that hack, Tim Finn. 2:49. While Dawn battles Firefly in the Red Ninja Dojo, a Joe team of Stalker, Scarlet, Storm Shadow, Snake Eyes, and Budo, or is it Budo, take the Defiant to Japan. Dawn and Firefly continue fighting, taking their fight to the top of a train. Dawn says she will break the Circle of Vengeance and stands down. But Zartan, disguised as the Softmaster, who was previously disguised as Budo, jumps down, grabs Firefly, and takes him down off the train into a river. 2:51. It's part one of five standalone special mission issues. In this Stalker-focused issue, he is on an anti-terrorist mission in Sierra Gordo while he battles with his own personal demons. 252. Baroness is in Darklonia, facing off against a sniper while thinking back to her early years, including her first meeting with Destro. 253. Sometime before they join G.I. Joe, Duke and Roblox are on a mission in Trucial Abysmia. 254. Destro faces off against battle androids who attack a Middle Eastern sheikh, and he is able to show off his new armored suit. 255. On a trip on the Staten Island ferry, Scarlet reminisces about her past with Snake Eyes, and in the present, she gives a mask to Throwdown. In a backup story, Dawn passes her escape and evasion ranger training, edging her closer to finishing her training and joining the G.I. Joe team. 256. In New Ark, The Cobra's Venom, the Joe team of Bombstrike, Ambush, Sightline, and Milo have shipped themselves from Darklonia to Dr. Venom's lab in Springfield. They arrive just in time to see Dr. Venom creating a Storm Shadow ninja robot, and then transferring his own mind into a giant battle droid, which frees Dr. Mindbender back into his own body in the process. 257. The Joes, Ninja Storm Shadow Robot, and Cobra agree to a truce to fight against the Dr. Venom robot. The Storm Shadow robot is never seen again. 258. The Joes and Cobra defeat the giant Dr. Venom battle robot. In the firefight, Sightline is badly injured. 259. The Joes take Sightline back to the pit. They think that he will lose his leg, but they are sent designs for a cutting-edge prosthetic by a grateful Dr. Mindbender. And in a new storyline, a team of Joes led by Covergirl go on a mission to rescue UN relief workings in Shadizar. Elsewhere, Destro declares war on Revanche and attacks a facility. This makes Revanche leader Alpha 001 decide to declare war himself, but against the Arashikage Ninja Clan, for some reason. We see the consequences of this in G.I. Joe Yearbook 2019. In this issue, Dawn returns from the advanced training and is with the G.I. Joe team. Blue Ninjas are sent to attack the Arashikage Ninja at Storm Shadow's Water Tower base, but they are defeated. Around about this same time, there's a four-issue miniseries called Silent Option, also written by Larry Hammer. In these issues, we are introduced to Agent Helix, while a team of Joes are given a mission to track her down. She has gone rogue in pursuit of a people trafficking gang who are working with Firefly and the Red Ninjas. Heading back to the main series with 260. In Shadizar, Covergirl's team rescues a literal busload of orphans. 261. The orphan bus is chased through the streets of Shadizar before they are able to escape on a C-130. Elsewhere, Destro is in trouble at a Revanche base in Kansas. 262. Revanche end-of-level boss Alpha 001 captures and brainwashes Destro and the Baroness. 263. We take a break from the main story for a standalone issue called Some Gave All. In this quiet interlude issue, it commemorates the fallen Joes. 264. The artificial intelligence story picks up with part 3 as Alpha 001 arrives at Revanche HQ and takes over the minds of the Iron Grenadiers. Elsewhere, the October Guard have returned from the dead and reunite to go on an adventure to stop a plot by Cobra against Snake Eyes. 265. Destro and a Blue Ninja battle Lowlight and Lightfoot in the storm drains below the Revanche HQ. Elsewhere, Zartan is helped by Crystal Ball to uncover a plot by Cobra to kidnap and brainwash Snake Eyes. Zartan rounds up the Dreadnoks so that they can intervene. 266. Artist Robert Atkins joins the book for Snake Hunt, the 10-issue epic that promises to feature every living member of G.I. Joe, though it might also feature a few dead ones too by accident. In the issue, Throwdown, aka Snake Eyes, aka Sean Collins, is training in the Fort Wadsworth pit while being spied on by sneaky robots and Crimson Guard Laura 343, who is living next door with a squad of Cobras under her command. 267. Cobra attacks the pit, taking out the Joes with knockout gas. Sean is taken away in a fleet of Aspid transport helicopters. 268. Sean briefly makes an escape for some mid-air combat, including some mid-air combat from the turret of a Hiss tank dangling from an Aspid helicopter, before he is subdued again by Laura. 269. Sean is taken to the basement level of the Cobra HQ in Springfield. Around the corner are the October Guard, who we discover have cybernetic parts. 270. Zartan and the Dreadnoks aid Destro in escaping Revanche, while the Joes gear up to make a rescue attempt. They are told to stand down, so they all take vacation so that they can make the mission unofficially. 271. The Dreadnoks, Destro, and the Joe teams are en route to Springfield by train, bus, lorry, balloon van, and parachute, amongst other transports. 272. Snake Eyes escapes from his cell as the Joe team descend on Springfield. 273. Snake Eyes has Cobra Commander and Dr. Mindbender captured in the basement of Springfield HQ, and he kneecaps them before making his escape. 274. It's action from every angle in Springfield as Cobra are up against the Dreadnoks, the October Guard, the Ninja Team, and the Joe Team, who have now arrived in their buses. 275. It's the explosive Snake Eyes conclusion, told in silent splash pages. Snake Eyes escapes as everyone gets out of Springfield, and Roadblock has a sandwich. 276. It's the first of five standalone untold tales. The first of which has the Joes on a mission with the original Snake Eyes in Trucial Abysmia to snatch a weapons scientist. 277. In a tale set during issue 200, Law and Order prevent a Toxo Viper from setting a nerve gas trap in the pit. 278. It's an Arctic mission as Snowjob and Co. rescue a captured scientist. The artist of this issue, Danny Schoening, goes on to illustrate the G.I. Joe Saturday Morning Adventures series in a similar Sunbow animation style. 279. In an aerial combat issue, the Joe pilots prevent an attack on the USS Flag. 280. Set after the events of issue 34, the Baroness is on a mission in France, which puts her at odds with Major Blood. 281. It's part one of the five-part Murder by Assassination story. We are introduced to MP Sherlock and the villainous Al Cowbra, who is targeting a military convoy. Sherlock's arm is wounded, and she is given a cybernetic prosthetic arm. 282. In Washington, D.C., a congressional subcommittee is investigating the events of Snake Hunt when Al Cowbra strikes, killing a senator. This issue contains possibly the best ever letter ever published in a G.I. Joe letter column. It's by me. 283. In Pangchang, a team of Joes, including the recruits Multo, Black Hat, and Sherlock, stop Al Cowbra selling a nuclear warhead and the Dreadnoks with Sarawak Sally from stealing it. 284. The Joes track down more warheads while Al Cowbra makes an escape. 285. A team of Joes track Al Cowbra to the jungles of Amara Wapor. Al Cowbra is captured while New Cobra Overkill escapes with construction bats to an unknown location. It's Cobra Island that we'll find out about in 2 issues' time. 286. It's the first of five spotlight issues with rotating art teams. In Spotlight Storm Shadow, we see Storm Shadow joining Snake Eyes' long-range recon patrol in Vietnam. 287. In Spotlight the Newbies, the new Joe recruits do a recon mission on Cobra Island, where a Cobra casino is being constructed, where Dr. Mindbender has set up a lab. We will see a lot of this lab in the next few issues. 288. In Spotlight Falcon, in a mission set before G.I. Joe issue 60, Falcon rescues Law and Farstraw, who are being held by militia. 289. Dawn Moreno and Helix team up to investigate a revanche facility that is building casino croupier robots with deadly combat capabilities. We'll also see some of those soon. 290. Spotlight October Guard picks up after the events of Snake Hunt. The cyborg October Guard need replacement parts, and they raid Revanche HQ to obtain them. This issue explains how the October Guard have seemingly returned from the dead. 291. The countdown to issue 300 begins with High Stakes Part 1. The Joes thwart a terror attack on a train, while Dr. Mindbender gives Crimson Guard Laura a tour of his lab, outlining his plan to clone an evil Snake Eyes using recorded memories from his brainwave scanner. 292. The terrorist leader that the Joes had captured the issue before meets with a sticky end, while elsewhere Dr. Mindbender outlines another plan to create a new and improved Serpentor using the DNA of Genghis Khan. 293. As Cobra Casino has its grand opening on Cobra Island, a Joe team sneaks ashore. Helix and Dawn encounter a casino bot in the service tunnels. 294. Helix and Dawn successfully take out the casino bot, but more are awakened and they give chase. Snake Eyes is spotted on Cobra's CCTV as he joins the battle. Crimson Guard Laura is tasked with capturing him. 295. The Joes fight their way into Dr. Mindbender's lab, but they are trapped by Laura and a team of Cobras as they try to escape. 296. After a flashback to the death of Genghis Khan in China in the year 1227, we return to the firefight in Dr. Mindbender's lab, where the cloned Khan is awake in a tube. A team of Joes in the pit mobilize and load into a C-130 transport plane for a rescue mission. 297. The Genghis Khan clone escapes from his tank and gives the Joe team a good thrashing. Most of the Joe team escape. Dawn and Sean stay behind as a rear guard. 298. Sean and Dawn are captured while the backup team arrives in the C-130, and Sean's father, Wade Collins, also arrives at Cobra Island. Genghis Khan dresses up in Serpentor armor and announces himself as being Serpentor Khan, while beating up Cobra Commander. 299. Cobra Commander is thrown into a cell with Dawn, who breaks them both out. Crimson Guard Laura changes her loyalties and escapes with Sean. Mindbender gets a cloned Snake Eyes body out of cold storage, here's one I prepared earlier, and restores his memories using the backup from the brainwave scanner. In the jungles of Cobra Island, Wade Collins reunites with his son, Sean, along with Storm Shadow. However, Wade gets badly wounded. Issue 300, the finale. The newly cloned Snake Eyes escapes from his tank and immediately starts fighting Cobra. The casino bot revanche units are ordered to stop fighting and return back to the revanche base. And then all of the different Joe groups, including a captured Cobra Commander, rendezvous at the Whale hovercraft. And then they travel on to the Cobra Casino. Clone Snake Eyes has an emotional reunion with Scarlet. But Serpentor Khan decides to detonate a new superweapon, the Mutant Zombie Bomb. The Joes, who are still on the C-130 in the air, take a hit, leaving the plane out of control and headed for a collision course with the ground below. Dun dun dun! We're left with a number of cliffhanger questions. Will the Joes be able to carry through on their attack and neutralize all of Cobra High Command? What will become of the captive Cobra Commander with the Joes? Will the mutant zombie bomb detonate? Will Wade Collins recover from his gunshot wound? What is the deal with the newly cloned Snake Eyes? You know, what memories did he got? Is his throat damaged? How, you know, what's the dynamic with him and Scarlet? Because he's not the real one, he's, you know, clone. Anyway, what will the Joe team do with three Snake Eyes now that they've got Dawn, Sean, and the new clone? And finally, will we ever see Revanche and the Blue Ninjas again? Or will they be sidelined? Let's find out together when G.I. Joe, a real American hero from Skybound / Image, is released in shops November the 15th, the year of our Lord 2023. I will be joined by my co-host Tim Finn and plenty of special guests as we plough through the issues as they come out, dissecting them, talking to some of the creative teams, looking for nuggets as always, and sharing our love for all things G.I. Joe. So like, subscribe, check out the audio only podcast, and hopefully we will meet again soon as we get into it. But until then, remember that nobody beats Talking Joe, an international podcast. Laters.